Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of the Peace Show today for Sunday, March 26, 2017, coming to you live and powerful about recognizing, knowing, and learning how to use your power as women. I am Princess. We have a powerful show for you this afternoon. The Power of the P, hashtag Find Our Girls, hashtag Sex Trafficking. What's happening to our women and girls? Also, Tyrese versus the Black woman, and you get what you get, and you don't get upset, hashtag Summerbody. But none of this is possible without my extraordinary co-host team. Ladies, say ow.
Ow.
How are you ladies doing this afternoon?
Doing well, doing well. Lazy Sunday.
Lazy Sunday. I hear you. I hear you, Lady L. What about you, Miss Socialite?
It is not a lazy Sunday for me. I am getting ready to go with my mom to the airport. But,
wow.
You know, it's adventurous Sunday. I will say adventurous.
Okay.
Nice.
Good
for mama.
So, okay, traveling. Tell
yeah.
Her I said, bring me back some. So, yeah, it definitely, it's been an interesting week, a very busy week for me. as I was mentioning to Lady L before we went on the air, I actually had an opportunity this week to go on a date. Hooray.
Yeah, we need some sound effects. We need our sound effects. We need gunshots, horns.
But listen, and let me tell you something. It actually, this date came from the Tinder app, which I am actually, like, I was very surprised. I'm still, you know, I'm still a little apprehensive because, you know, it's Tinder. So it's like, he seems educated. He had all his teeth, which is, I was like, wow. I was like, you have great teeth. I'm a teeth. Like, your teeth is done.
He gave you a frontal smile.
Yes. I was like, great. They're like, they're white, not off-white. You know, like,
nice,
it was
nice,
great.
Nice.
And so, manicured nails, like, very, you know, total gentleman. He's like 6'5". You know,
ooh,
like, I'm 5'9".
Nice.
So I was like, they were like, you know, so far, only one kid. So I was like,
okay.
So he's kind of winning a little bit across the board right now. Only thing I'm like, okay, the communication, I'm trying to figure that out a little bit because it kind of comes in, like, waves, so which is giving me a little, you know, which is like, oh, no, like.
What do you mean it comes in waves?
Meaning, like, all right, like, let's just, for example, so we had lunch. I hit him. I said, like, thank you for the lunch, and he was like, you know, what did he say? I'm going to tell you exactly what he said. Since y'all, you know, let y'all all in my business.
We don't want no alternative facts.
We don't want no alternative facts. So I'm like, oh, so I said, thank you for lunch. He said, no, thank you. I enjoyed you. And I said, same here, wink face. So he said, got me thinking about you. I was like, you have me blushing.
Okay.
And he was like, still blushing? Question. So this is like, you know, I'm like, still. So then it's like, I'm like, you know, very like, good morning. He's like, you stay on my mind. They're like, you know, we're doing that. And then I sent him a message. And I didn't hear nothing, like, that day. And then he hit me the next day and was like, hey, you. And I'm like, hey, how's your day going? You know, and then we talked a little bit. And then it was like, when will I see you? I'm okay, you know, what's your weekend looking like? Looking good. I'm like, okay, so let's plan something. And I haven't heard nothing. So I'm like, should I call or I'm going to go
That
wait.
Was on Friday?
Was that Friday? Yep, that was Friday.
That was Friday and you haven't heard anything?
I haven't heard anything. So I was like, I got my ego involved. So I don't be like, you know, I ain't going to be, you know, sweating you. You a high, you know.
Right.
But so I just feel like, so I thought about it.
What does he do for a living? And I only say that because maybe
he
affects the schedule. Is that affecting the communication schedule?
I was thinking about that because I know he says he has different businesses, and some of them sounded like they were like nightclubs or whatever. So, and, you know, he works. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe, you know, in his, you know, so I'm like, maybe it's that. So I'm just like, I'm going to let it, like, rock this weekend. And I don't know. I just feel like I'm just going to wait right now, you know, and just, like, see how he responds. I feel like it is a conversation. Like, is that you're normal? I don't know. So just like, I don't know. Like, it's like way early for me to feel like I want to be doing all this brain work.
Over right. Because when you when you asked him about the weekend, were you kind of thinking, didn't you say, let's get together?
Well, he said, when will I see you? I didn't, you know
he
what
said,
I mean?
He said, when will I see you? And, okay.
So then
and so you were thinking the weekend.
So that's what I was thinking. So he's like, looking good. So I'm like, okay. So I didn't. So I just kind of, like, left it right there. Like, I'm not going
I think you should say good morning tomorrow morning. I think you should say good morning.
Yeah, initiate a good morning.
Yes,
and here's the deal. It's 2017, and you know I'm all recorded. But if you see it in first, you know, seems like a good man. Hey, what's going on? Like, I mean, sometimes set the intention early, because if you feel like it's lax now and this is the honeymoon stage, air quotes, how does it get when that comfortable, you know, when you guys get comfortable? Like, I think, you know, from the beginning, be like, hey, you know, you're on banker's hours, what the response is, you know, something kind of funny for the kind of, you know, to light the mood, but still let them know, like, what's up with this response time.
Right.
I like that. Like, I might 12 hours. Feel that. I like the banker's hours. Yeah, because it's like, I don't want to make it seem like it's not that deep where I'm like, oh my gosh, my whole weekend was, you know what I mean? Like,
it would have been nice, right? If you enjoy his company and you like him and you think, okay, this feels like, you know, somebody that I could spend time with, you know, the weekend is a legitimate, you know, kind of idea, right? Having the idea to spend time with him, that makes sense. So maybe you do need to have, you definitely need to have more conversation just to find out what his schedule actually does look like.
Or if
there's something, see, this becomes a very complicated time, right? Because you're not, you know, you don't, you've gone on a date. So, like, is he going on dates with other people? That could be happening too, right?
Right. Which is fine, because I would.
Right,
you know what
and
I
that's
mean?
Okay.
So I just, it's like, okay, well, it went good, you know, and the communication was good after, because, like, I know clearly if I wasn't interested, I wouldn't communicate with someone. Like, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
So, like, you know, I think that there definitely was, like, okay, we mutually were like, okay, well, we were feeling each other. So now it's like, okay, well, yes. I do have, like, you know, I like that response, a socialite of the, you know, are you on baker's hours? Because, like, I want to know. Like, it's, you know, it, like, whatever it is, it's, like, and it's, like, so early. Like, I ain't even, like, I would like to know, but I ain't tripping either. So.
Right.
You know. Well,
say good morning.
Good morning.
Say good morning tomorrow morning. Yeah, say good morning.
I'll say good morning.
Top of the week. And, you know, and let's take it from there. You know, you're a G. Maintain your G, you know.
Maintain the G.
Your G.
Yes.
That's very critical.
I feel, you know what this moment just felt like? It felt like, you know, when people are on the mat and they're in the corner and, like, the coach is like, all right, so this is the next play. This is what we're going to do. So felt like, you know, I just got my, you know, I'm got cleaned up. Now I'm ready to go back in. Some Monday morning.
That's it.
You know?
That's it. Start again.
All right. Will do. So
there is some hope for these swipe to the left, swipe to the right app
some hope.
For
yes,
dating, right?
Definitely. If nothing else I gained from this, he definitely gave me more confidence that there is some hope with this whole dating app. You know, like, it wasn't, like, usually, like, you know, if I'm going on a few of these dates, and I'm like, oh, you know, remember, like, the African guy I went out with? I don't know if I should say, I was like, no, because, like, it was always something. So, today, you know, for me to, like, walk away, like, well, okay, that was actually, like, a really good date. We talked. It was, like, really good. So, I hope to have more experience, not too many more, but, like, hopefully one that ends, you know, my first, last date, you know. So, you know, like, I look forward to, you know, my first, last date and, you know, seeing what happens. But I definitely am encouraged that there's actually, you know, working, because we laugh because I, you know, always ask, like, how do you end up on the app? And, you know, he told me this whole story about how his friend met his wife on the app.
Really?
And,
on this one? On Tinder?
On Tinder.
Wow.
Yep. And he, like, you know, he kind of, like, he shared, like, because his boy didn't really tell him he met her on the app. He, like, made, you know, he kind of was like, you know, like, we saw each other at, like, the gas station, and I knew that, you know, like that. And then, but it was the wife that actually spilled the beans, and she was like, you know how we met, right? And then so she, you know, with that, I guess he had got inspired to try it. So I was like, that sounds legit. So, you know, it's always interesting to see how people and what their experiences are. And he was like, yo, you know, and we were talking. He was like, from the male, you know, we talk about, like, the dick pics and all those kind of things. But he was like, yo, we on our end, we got to worry about, is it actually a female? You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, all of that. And he's like, that happened.
Wow.
I was like, oh,
never even
thought
of that.
So I would like to actually, like, I think it would be cool for us to see what it's like, you know, maybe have a conversation with a guy that uses dating apps to kind of hear what their perspective is, because we are getting, you know, and it's interesting because he said, you know, I was laughing because it was like some of the same things we talk about. He was like, you know, checking for if they can spell or not, you know, like all of those, you know, all of those things.
Right.
If you happen to be successful, you don't want to put too much information out there, like make sure you know what I mean, attract a certain type of females. So it was really, it was cool. Like, we got to have that whole conversation and get that out the way. But, yeah, you know, I definitely am feeling hopeful again about app dating. So, you know, I'll keep swiping.
Well, a friend of mine who's on Tinder had finally met someone who she had been, I guess, talking with through the app for about 2 months. So they finally met, and he showed up looking like he had just, you know, stepped out of the park playing softball. She said he had on old sneakers and jeans.
Oh, no.
And, you know, just looked a mess, and took her to go get pizza. That was the date.
Wow.
This is a man in his 40s. This is a man in his 40s.
Yeah, that's what I would have felt like a long waste of time. Complete. Yeah.
I think I would have had
to. And that's
why
I
kind of
appreciate, like, let's meet. You know, if there's, like, we're talking and we're going back and forth, like, I appreciate that. Let's meet, get that out the way. You know what I mean?
I agree with you.
Move.
Yeah, sooner rather than later, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to, like, because then in your mind, you're, like, creating this whole, like, you know, image and about this person, you know. I'd rather just, like, you know, we talk, I could see you spell, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like, at this point, like, you know, I want to see what you look like, your voice, match your picture, all that kind of stuff. And if we're good, and if we don't meet, you know, we don't meet, like, a long, you know, for a little period after that, that's fine. But at least I feel like we got that initial meet out of the way. So then that way, we can, like, just see what develops from there.
And you're not in your head making this person
right.
out to be something. I think that's a very good suggestion.
Don't fall in love over the phone thing and
right.
and just really just jump in there, like, because it would be
yeah.
the same thing if you would meet someone on the street and you get to meet
exactly.
them, you know,
you
know, so that way, so get that out the way, even if it's like, you know, like when I went on that date with the African guy, you know, it was like, okay, let's go. He was like, you know, he expressed that whole thing of like all the money you spent on a date. I was like, listen, I get it. Trust me. On my end, I gotta spend it out. I gotta do my hair. I gotta beat my face. I gotta do all these
mm-hmm.
things.
And yeah.
and if you don't got your teeth for it, I don't like you.
Right.
I'm not.
I wasted my
time and effort.
Uh huh.
So if you want to do coffee and tea or whatever, we could do that. So we could just, you know, I could look you up and down. You could look. I got all my teeth. You got yours. We good. We look
mm-hmm.
like our pictures. Da 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 da. You know, I could take it. I could take it from there. You know what I mean? So I'm with it. I'm totally with it because I don't want to waste my time either fantasizing or thinking about how you really look and your pictures look over, you know, and
yeah.
your angles could be wrong. I don't know.
Right,
like
right.
20 years ago, I don't know.
Exactly.
The lighting.
The lighting, mm-hmm. right, all of that. So, you know, I advice for our dating series, so to speak, someone on that dating app, meet them as soon as you possibly can. Like, don't wait. Don't, you know, fall in love over
don't
the phone.
Don't start building a relationship.
Right. Just go meet
yeah,
them.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. That's a really good suggestion. Yeah, because I think that that's what happened in this case. I think
yeah.
with the 2 months of back and forth through the app, yeah,
mm-hmm.
in your head, you get to create something that is so far from what it really is.
Exactly, and don't be afraid to give out your phone number either. Like, you know what I mean? Like, block. You could always block or get a Google number if you really feel that way. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you feel like someone's gonna harass. I put, you know, block parties all the time. You know, if I'm mm-hmm. done with you, I don't feel like block party. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if we're talking on the app, we're like, you know, because I even get annoyed after a while texting back and forth and stuff like that. So, you know, like, I can't get to know you texting all day. So, I rather, you know, like, is you're like, look. We want to know more about each other. So, like, here's my number, or they'll say, here's my number, whatever, whoever does. Usually I always let the guy, you know, do that. I don't know. You know, I try to keep certain things still kind of like, you know, but, you know, once they do that. Yeah, rigid, right. So once they say, hey, can I have your number? I'm like, sure, here's my number. Or I'll text them like, hey, this is my number, lock it in. And then we'll take it from there, you know. And, like, again, if I feel like you're a creep just by talking to you over the phone, you're blocked. You're done. It's over. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
we build a little bit more. Okay, great. So when are we going to have this initial, like, let's get that out of the way. Because once that's out the way, we can really figure it out from there. Like, have a real human connection and flow, you know.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
So, yeah, so now with that, it's some with spring is here, you know, so happy spring, everyone.
Happy spring.
I was just thinking, I was laughing because I saw this meme from one of, from, I'm trying to find it. It was a plus size model, and I was cracking up because she was, I'm going to post it on our IG because she basically was like, this, like, my summer body. She was like, oh, it says, it goes, is this your summer body ready? It was like, me, summer going to get whatever the fuck body under these clothes. I was like, yes, what's up? I think that women, we put, like, you know, serious. I was like, I said, I'm going to post this. And it was like a picture of some guy in Congress. And he's like pointing his finger down. She's like, is your summer body ready? Me. Summer get whatever the fuck body
mm-hmm.
under his clothes. And
they're legislating everything else about us, right?
You know, right. It's like, look, you get what you get. I never forget. I went to my daughter's class one day, and we were, like, passing. Like, we had, like, an edible arrangement, and the kids are like, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. and it had this little saying, and the teacher and everybody goes, you get what you get, and you don't get upset. That's how women should approach summer 2017, okay? You get what you get, and you don't get upset, okay? If you work for the body that you were looking for, kudos to you. If you didn't get to work for the body that you desire, guess what? You got what you got. Don't get upset.
Right.
Embrace it. There are beautiful suits out there for every shape and size, so everyone can enjoy the beach, okay? So
and there's still time. I mean, if that's your goal and objective, you know, to have a beach body, it's just March. There's definitely still time to accomplish that by, you know, when do people start going to the beaches? Late May, you know.
Like late May, Memorial Day weekend is usually like the, you know, beach kickoff.
Right,
time.
When they open, the official opening. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's no big deal. You got a vacation coming up in August.
Mm-hmm.
You can start now and you know, whatever
absolutely.
It is you're trying to
accomplish,
you can do that.
No, absolutely. I just feel like we just, you know, put, and especially with social media and, you know, we glamorize.
Angles and lighting, as Miss Social Light said, right? If this is about the photo you want to put up, you know, listen,
mm-hmm.
you could put up a fly photo,
mm-hmm.
get that right angle, get that good lighting, please.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Get that angle right.
Right. You know, and I just I just had to just put it out there because I just saw it because I'm like, I could see it, like, you know, because once that hint of, like, wow, I was about to warm up, people started really going in their mind like, oh, my gosh, what the heck? But I'm just like, look, everybody just chill the fuck out, right? Like, whatever body you got going on.
Calm down.
Whatever body you got going on, you know, just embrace it. It is okay. God loves you. We love you. You know what I'm saying? And just enjoy what you got. You know, be happy with what you got. Don't put your head in the sand. You know, just, like, go out there and, you know, twerk.
And we're certainly living in a time now where, you know, bodies of all shapes and sizes are, you know, definitely more appreciated than even, say, mm-hmm. 10 years ago. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
outfits and swimsuits and, you know, in larger sizes, you can get something that is, you know, they make it in a size 2, they'll make it in a size 22. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
all of the ways that we can be self-affirmed and, you know, work on self-esteem, you know, that helps us with kind of stepping out there, getting yourself, you know, fly hat, nice swimsuit, and enjoying yourself on the beach, you know, doesn't really matter. We have a lot of affirming messages that are coming in our direction. Even, you know, thank God for a Shonda Rhimes. You see on Scandal and, you know, you see the actresses that she's, I'm sure, making conscious decisions about choosing to put in certain roles. We're redefining these ideas of what beauty is.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to drive the train, right? We get to do it and drive the train. So, yeah, love yourself.
Absolutely. Yes.
Love
yourself. Yes, and I just wanted to put that out there so as we are going forward into the new season that we are, yes, affirming ourselves, loving ourselves, accepting what we have. It's okay. And even accepting if you want to change it to be even better, that is super dope. Because trust me,
mm-hmm.
I was dying. I was talking to someone. I was like, oh, my gosh, I got to get back in the rhythm of the gym. And I said, because I'm tired of donating to my gym's fund. So
Right.
One of my interns, she said, have you ever heard of this guy on his radio? And he was like, my gym membership is like my fat tax. I was like, that is hilarious. So I was like, yeah, I guess so. You know, for all the stuff that I'm not doing is my fat tax. So I'm going to actually, you know, try this week to make sure I start going back to the gym. I had started out really well in the winter, and then just life happens. So now I'm just, like, going to get back in motion, As I do not want to continue to donate to the fund of my gym and their charitable businesses. So, I would like to actually use my gym membership. So I will be Monday morning getting my behind in the gym. But again, you get what you get and you don't get upset. Set that body, okay? Be happy with that body.
And have fun. Have fun.
And have
enjoy.
Fun. That's the most
and guess what?
Enjoy.
Our openly, you know, cool with, you know, the big girls. So you don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and, you know, and
they're
it's so
a lot.
Funny because I saw another one of my Instagram friends. You know, you have social media friends, people you have no idea who they are, but
you just like
each other's stuff. So she goes, she had posted this meme and it said, "Do you ever look back at in your old photos when you thought you were fat but you really weren't, and now you're actually fat and wishing you were fat like back then?"
You, yeah. All the time. Story of my life.
I was dying because I was like, I remember when I had lost all this weight and I was like, oh my gosh, I still gotta lose weight on my arms. I was like, I was so small. I was like, what was I thinking? So I was like, now I was like, can I get back there? And so I was like, listen, it is what it is. This is the stuff that is like, look, do your best, obviously, to stay healthy. Health is most important. Mm-hmm. It's not about a number. It's not about,
absolutely,
you know, doing it for anybody but yourself, you know, but being healthy and being happy with who you are. Mm-hmm. That's really it, you know, because guess what? When at the end of the day, whether you're a size zero or 22, we all going in the same box, and none of this going to matter. So, you know, just be
enjoy
take
yourself.
Care.
Have
exactly.
fun.
Exactly. Take care of yourself.
Yourself.
And enjoy yourself. All right.
Loving
life and loving who we are and accepting who we are. We have to bring to light our brother, beloved brother, Tyrese. He's been, you know, newly married, to a black woman, you know, that he is, you know, adamant in making sure we know she's a black woman. Okay. Which is like, okay, wonderful. He takes issue to black women. Maybe you want to talk on, you know, I read through bits and pieces of the article, but like, I know you had sent it to me. What was your whole take on it when you read it? Like, you know, it's like.
Well, he, you know, he had, I guess this is on Twitter. You know, I'm not, I do Facebook. So I guess he was tweeting some stuff. He had said to black women, he put a message out there to black women, "Your weaves aren't fooling men." So he was kind of getting at black women and accusing them of trying to emulate white women.
Right. That's what it was.
Hairstyles, yeah. And then he marries, you know, so he does that, and then he marries this woman who it took me about 2 weeks to figure out if she was white or if she was black. He tweeted that she was black, but the picture, you know, from the photo, she looked white, you know, and I mean, we know that we as black people go from one side of the spectrum to the other, but
right.
He apparently tweeted that she was black, and he talked about her being Jamaican, which being Jamaican Jamaican is an ethnicity, not a race, so there are white Jamaicans and Asian Jamaican, you know, like just because she was from Jamaica didn't really make her black. But he said she was Jamaican and African-American. Apparently, she went behind him and tweeted that he forgot to mention her European roots as well, which was like, all right, you could have held on to that tweet, right?
Your
husband's in a whole heap of trouble with black women. But, you know, the shaming business that he, you know, and he's not by himself. Lots of other black men engage in the shaming of black women. I have somebody I'm connected with on Facebook that I've had to go at several times because how dare you? How dare you? Mm-hmm. You don't, I mean, you don't know what's motivating a hairstyle. You have no idea what it's like to deal with, you know, without hair and get out the house on time and get to work on time. You know, when you have a Caesar, you know, like, you have no idea what this is. And it has, for every black woman I know, it has nothing to do with wanting to emulate white women, nothing at all. It has to do with making sure you have a hairstyle that you can manage and that looks nice. And sometimes weaves are about protecting your natural hair. You know, sometimes weaves are just about the ease of it, you know. So the shaming by black men, I mean, we at this point need protection. We don't need shaming, you know.
Right.
Tyrese, I'm sure, is connected to a whole host of black women. I'm sure all he had to do was holler at one of them if he wanted to find out why it is that women wear weaves, you know.
Right, exactly. Yeah, because it's not like, listen, I love my, and it was funny because when I saw the article and I was looking, I was like, yes, exactly. They had put like, I don't know if it was like a celebrity couple, but it was like this white girl and she like, you know, she had like cornrows and, you know, it's like when they jack our style, nothing. They're like, you know, again, like
not a word,
they're invigorating.
Right?
They're redoing something we've been doing since the beginning of time. And I'm like, really, you know, like, and they're also adding hair into their hair. So, like that's another
of
thing.
Course.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course. So, extensions and weaves, everybody, every race is wearing them.
Right. So, it's like, so what is the big deal for us? It's like, I love my natural hair. And, you know, it's funny because, like, a friend of mine, a guy friend, I FaceTimed him. When I had my afro, he was like, oh my, because I just took out my like crochet hairstyle that was like straight. He was like, oh, I really like your hair like that. I was like, that's wonderful, but I can't do this every day before going to work. So, you know, it's getting braided tonight, you know, and it is, and it's braided now. Mm-hmm. So, because it's not about that I don't love my hair or I don't love me, because there are moments when I'll leave my hair out, like on the weekend, because I have time to, mess with it, play with it, because I'm not rushing, trying to get to work or dealing with my daughter, you know, that's fine. But for the most part, I need my hair, like, I don't need to be bothered with it. I need to, like, shake and go.
Right.
And I think that that's what it's really about. Like, and don't get me wrong, there are people, just like, but every race of people that deal with, you know, just insecurity, you know what I mean, of who they are. So sometimes underneath all of that, there is an issue of accepting who I am. But you cannot make a statement,
a general
statement,
and just
wrap that around. Around every
and who
black
asked
woman
Tyrese,
that,
like,
thank you, Miss Socialite. Thank you. That's the point. Who asked him?
Then, like, the fact that you need to give us a whole Ancestry.com DNA sample of your wife, like, you're pushing. Tyrese, my problem with Tyrese is you're always giving an opinion that nobody asked you for. You're not our spokesperson.
Unsolicited advice.
And here's the thing. You always going so hard about the ethnicity of your wife is because you try to act like you're upholding black women so much, and you're not.
Right.
And, yes, I'm very disappointed in Tyrese. Because you know what? I expected you, the junk he talks, you needed a woman like that looks more like your mom than a Kardashian. With all the junk you talk about being so pro-black. Yes, you are still Jody.
Yeah. Wow, he's never going to get away from being Jody.
He's not
never going to get away from that.
Shows
huh?
Even if you watch the show that he had with Rev Run. He's sexist. He's very, you know, and then you try to mask it in scripture, in Bible verse. I have not been impressed with Tyrese for a long time. So this does not surprise me. And he can go ahead with his little Barbie doll wife. No, I do not recognize her as being black. And clearly,
it's very complicated because, again, he was so critical of black women, and so then you marry a black woman. It's so cliche, right? It's what entertainers and athletes have been doing forever. You know, so they mm-hmm. if they're not marrying the white woman, they're marrying the woman who looks closest to white as they can get. So it's so cliche, mm-hmm. but it, you know, mm-hmm. it make he makes himself so complicated as a person to try to wrap your minds around because he's so critical of black women. So what so what is your stand? Because you're criticizing black women who wear weaves, but you marry this woman with long straight hair. So what exactly is your message? Is it that you just want to be critical of black women, which is why you married someone who looks who's very fair? Maybe at the end of the day, that's what this is. Maybe he doesn't have that love for black women, which is why he married someone who looks, you know, look at Denzel's wife. You know, look at Pauletta.
I loved it. I finally got to watch Fences yesterday, so that I think I got more upset again that he was snubbed again. But
yeah,
I really
should have seen that performance on stage though. You should have seen them. You should have seen them live on stage. It was incredible. He and Viola in Fences in the play was incredible.
Incredible. I could only imagine. And yes, back to Pauletta, she, you know, I adore her. Like, she is like she is woman gold, okay, honey? She is like chocolate. She is like gorge, like melanin driven, you know, okay? And she has this sexy, you know, man. What? I love him for loving her. That, you know,
oh, yeah.
I love him for loving her, like, cause I just love that love and seeing that, like, it's just beautiful, you know. Like mm-hmm. he kept his day one, and he has rolled his way with him, and he didn't like, you know, switch up and leave your ass for a white girl. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like Kanye
Jordan, right?
Right, like Kanye prophesied mm-hmm. over his life, you know what I'm saying? Like he left mm-hmm. his, you know, Delta sister and moved on. So I, mm-hmm. you know, I think that, you know, I think that that's great that we have Denzel as an option.
I think Tyrese could probably learn a great deal from the actor from Queen Sugar, Kofi Cerebo. Did you hear about his whole Twitter war? With the first of all, he is so fine, and he's like 21 years old. I feel like a predator when I look at him and drool. He is so fine. If you haven't watched Queen Sugar, he is the reason you need to watch that show. He is so fine. But he tweeted, he's African, and he tweeted about loving black women. And, you know, he was kind of like honoring his mother and sisters. And a white woman then kind of tweeted back that she doesn't understand why he has to bring race into it. Why can't he just tweet about loving all women? And he went in on this chick. He went in and, you know, and talked about who he was and, you know, who the women in his life are and how they love him, and this is not about you. This is about them. He said, my beautiful mother is every reason I need to cherish, love, and protect my sisters. Nobody will ride for you like a black woman, period. He's 21 years old.
Boom.
So here Tyrese with all of this age, you know, and supposedly wisdom on his side, he's being crushed by a 21-year-old who understands what it means to honor his sisters.
And no,
so,
exactly.
Shout out to Kofi Cerebo. And
boom,
Tyrese
boom, boom.
Can go take a long walk on a short pier.
So, yes, you're absolutely right. And I think what you said out of all of that, which that makes me segue to something that, you know, has been going, not just going on this week, but definitely has been, hashtagged all week about our girls being taken and not in, you know, in official authority, not really doing all that is needed to make sure our girls be at home. So I think, we just want to talk about it because I think I saw some other people who were posting. The other part of it is that, you know, we have, you know, our girls are being taken. There's, you know, sex trafficking is not something new, but, you know, obviously with the issue of this coming up, obviously brings those conversations to surface. I know for me, I want to say this, you know, I mean, people sometimes I think get very defensive with people about just reposting things because it's a thing of the moment. I don't think it's not any effort, you know, like when we have people who are like, if on any level people are waking up, allow it to happen. Yes, you know, there's work to always be done in our communities. Yes, people need to do more work, but we don't also need to, like, attack people for just reposting and let's listen. You never know. If this, you know, it could be that one person posted a photo and that girl could be walking down the street and they'll be like, I just saw that on my Instagram.
Right.
Exactly.
So,
and also,
you know,
everything is going to reach people differently.
Look how white girls and women are treated by media when they go missing, right? They're everywhere. And they're on network news outlets. You know, we know them by name, right? We know the Holloway girl by name. She wasn't even in the United States. She was in Aruba. Elizabeth Smart. We know them by name because they are the priority. They are the major news outlets' priority. They become humanized. They interview their families. You see pictures of them from the time they were small until now. You know. They stay in our consciousness. We can't even name black girls, and there are many of them who are missing, and we can't even call them by name.
Social media that allows you to make things go viral so quickly, because if not, imagine the ones who may have not been found.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, I see it all the time, and whether I know the child or not, whether I believe it or not, I don't think it's robbery to share it, because I know that
you never know.
There are people. Here's the deal. I always give silver alert, amber alert for certain people, certain areas. Even when there was a girl missing in the Bronx not too long ago, I didn't get it, but I got a silver alert about somebody in Brooklyn. I mean, like, let's just call it spade a spade. We have to use social media. And my problem with people is, you know what, everybody wakes up differently, and certain people wake up to certain things. Maybe this is the one thing that gets you woke. You know, and everybody has their own part to play in the revolution, you know, basically. What's going to be for you and what's going to wake you, maybe this is what it is.
That's true.
No, and I think that, and I agree with all of those points, like that, you know, this is, we have to use whatever resources we have available to us to keep bringing awareness. I just wanted to say that because, like, I see that, look, as an activist in my community, you know, like, you know, I have the same issues too. It's like when, you know, we're dealing with our young men being shot, everyone's in an uproar, everyone wants to know what's going on, what are these community outlets doing? And then once that kind of, like, dissipates and it's not today's hashtag, everyone's gone. So I get it, and I get the frustration on the activist level, but for me, you got to take it with a grain of salt. You got to be able to just, like, look, I get it. You know, people's just attention spans are not there. But, you know, we know a large part of why, you know, this attention that's not being given to these girls missing has to do with race. It's not their children.
Oh, absolutely.
You know. And, you know, they're not as concerned. We have to be vigilant of our own children. We have to be, you know, conscious enough to be able to continue to keep posting these messages. So if you're out there and you're listening on the internet or you're listening online, like, you know, just keep doing it. We got to, like, until our girls are found, which are so many, and it's not just these 12, it was like 12 or 14 specifically that were, like, in the D.C. area, I think, you know. But
yeah,
in
the D.C. area.
everywhere, you know, but, you know, it's important that we keep doing it. When you get off and you start, when I get off the air, I'm going to post it again because, listen, I got a little black girl, you know what I'm saying? So I have these little girls and I think I'm my own. You
and
know
some
what
of
mean?
Them
so,
are not little girls. Like, if you
that's
bring
right.
some of the ages, they're grown women. Like, it
they're grown
be,
women.
You
that's
know,
right.
one of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's matching up her, the women, because one of the people is like a mother and two daughters. Like, when you dig deep and, like, you look, it's like they took the woman and her two daughters. Like, they're not just taking children.
Wow. Yeah. So
There's another theory out there about missing black people related to the black market organ. Right. The organ black market, that these people are actually being snatched and cut open, organs taken and sold on the black market, which has been a thing apparently for many, many years. So you have that, you know, then of course the human trafficking piece of it. In DC I had posted, I'll tag you both in the post, but a police officer was arrested as part of a sex trafficking ring. Now they're trying to figure out if he is connected to all of these missing girls. So there were three girls that one was a runaway, apparently, and the other two, apparently, there was some kind of way he kidnapped them, but he had them in his home. He had at least one of them in his home having sex, arranging these sexual encounters with these little girls and these grown men. He would take money. He would give them. Yeah, and he was a police officer. He's a police officer. So, you know, now there's a theory that maybe he's connected to some of these others who they haven't been able to locate at all. But it's so disturbing just on so many levels. Like you said, you have a little black girl. I have a black, technically she's an adult now, you know, and things just going on that, you know, we pray for safety. She's no longer, you know, like I'm no longer picking her up and dropping her off. She's on her own on public transportation and moving around late at night, you know, going back and forth from school to home. Right. And, you know, it's a lot to have to think about. I mean, I think my kid who's taken ballet for the greater part of her life could kick somebody's ass if they, you know, if they try to. But, you know, that's something we also need to think about. How do we talk to our girls about ways that they can protect themselves? You know, what tips do we give them about if somebody does try to snatch you, how it is that you deal with a situation like that quickly and protect yourself? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but it is the world in which we live.
Right. I have a feeling that this is definitely just the beginning of this conversation, and, you know, we'll be able to, you know, have some more follow-up with follow-up on this subject because, like, again, you said, like, there are different theories going on out there. And, listen, that whole open, you know, black market organ thing, like, I don't put it, you know, past that theory.
Investigative discovery. They just had a whole expo about the black, black organs.
I don't put it past, listen, we, you know, I always tell, you know, like when we, I was having a conversation with a mother, because one of the things that I do when, you know, now with that my daughter's is now living without sickle cell disease is obviously I open myself up to having conversations with parents that are either considering going through this, going through transplant for sickle cell or living with the disease. And I had a mom who has like an adult daughter who's considering doing a transplant and just sharing with her some like real harsh realities about transplant. You know, and I had, you know, she, and, you know, just didn't really I wanted to be clear about sickle cell. Like, you know, we just, and I'm saying this in terms of talking about our body as African Americans, like we are powerful people. I say sickle cell disease has been labeled a disease, but understand that the body created it, protect itself from malaria because we were taking from our natural habitat.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as
right.
it's a disease, it was also a cure. So when you have powerful DNA like that, you best
mm-hmm.
believe when we have stories or real stories that exist out there like Henrietta Lacks, where
mm-hmm.
our DNA is taken and used to cure many, many diseases and, you know,
mm-hmm.
cures, but is not acknowledged or given the appropriate credit for. We have powerful DNA. I was just with my daughter and a doctor, and we were, like, looking at her labs, and the doctor was like, you know, we're in the rounds, and the doctor is like, you know, looks at me. He's like, Mom, you got some powerful DNA here, because they're
mm-hmm.
looking at her like her T-cell count, all of that. I'm like, yeah, so now I'm the same body that, you know, that I gave, you know, my trait, her father's trait is how she got sickle cell disease, but also the same body that cured her. So when we talk about our people, we are, so you best believe, okay, they don't steal, nobody comes and steal anything that's not worth anything, you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
understand that. So I absolutely 100% believe that is a very strong theory that we can, you know, we could potentially be being taken for our organs, you know, along with
mm-hmm.
all the other disgusting things that are out there that people would use people for. But I don't, you know, I look forward, not look forward to, because it's not something, you know, that we should, I wish we had to even discuss, but understanding or hoping that more information comes to light as to what is actually happening and why it's happening.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. And we can't remain silent while the
right.
while news media outlets just ignore that this is
mm-hmm.
happening. We have to. We are the ones who have to make this, you know, the issue that it is, and pass on the information. We're the ones
mm-hmm.
who have to do it.
Right. So for anybody and everybody that's listening, you know, like, you got Facebook, you got Twitter, you got Instagram, you got Tumblr, whatever you got, your Snap, whatever it is, keep using these platforms to keep bringing awareness. If this is what you can do in your own right, don't let no one shame you for, you know, being a hashtag follower, whatever. We need it. We don't have much. We don't have many things that we can do consistently. We can, but we don't necessarily do it. But, you know, what we can do, what we do have, use it. This is a very, you know, it's a very powerful format that our ancestors
Absolutely.
Didn't have. Could you imagine if they had what we have to be able to communicate with each other?
Exactly.
You know, so
please.
The fact that we can put these messages out and instantaneously people are, like, posting, find our girls, our black girls matter, all of
mm-hmm.
these things like that, you know, and it catches on and all of a sudden people are doing it. If nothing else, it's going to make people at least stop and say, wow, why are they posting this? At least
right.
put making them aware. Not only, maybe
right.
they don't even know it. People don't even watch the news. I don't even, you know, like, I watch the news only as I need to. I don't like to watch the news. So, honestly, social media has become my news outlet. So, anything that's breaking, I'm going to see it come in my feed. Why do I need to sit and
right.
depress myself watching the news? So, we have the opportunity to create our own news platform by using all of these memes and things that come across when events are happening that we need to make our communities aware of. So, keep on keeping on doing what you're doing.
Absolutely. And along that same vein, you know, there's,
mm-hmm.
there's somebody that put out a video about this. We all heard, I guess by now, last week a white man came from Baltimore to New York City on a mission to kill
right.
black men in Times Square. And he did a practice run on a 66-year-old black man. Wound up killing him.
Wow.
Had a 22-inch knife that really more resembled a sword, and said that he, you know, he had a plan to create an act of terrorism in Times Square against black men. And it's very interesting how, in the reporting of the event, the murderer is referred to as a well-dressed, dapper, you know, guy. While the black man who was killed, his 11 arrests were mentioned as if that had anything to do with why he was
killed by some
evil. Yeah, the New York Post. So there's actually a video, I can post that too on your walls, that's going viral, where a white man has pointed, actually he sounds like he's British. He has a British accent, and he's incensed and pointing out how the New York Post is just, you know, so racist and just trashy. When you take a situation like that and you're, so then he began to like unpack the 11 times that the man was arrested for smoking marijuana, for menacing, whatever that is, for jumping a turnstile, you know. But of course, the things that he was arrested for, they were never mentioned, just the fact that he had been arrested 11 times. But meanwhile, the murderer is called dapper and well-dressed. So we have to be very clear about the narratives that are put out there about us. And so it turns the whole situation over on its head to in some way make it seem like we deserve things that are happening. You know, we deserve to be killed by a stranger for no reason. Our girls deserve to be involved in sex rings. So we got to be careful and watch out how the news is being communicated when it does get communicated by mainstream media. And so, like, it's always best for us to be in control of that as well, putting out, establishing the narratives and putting out the information in ways that really reflect, you know, what's real, and not to be in line with some narrative that makes, you know, white folks look like heroes all of the time, even when they're cold-blooded murderers.
Right. No, definitely agree, Lady O. I was just looking at, there's a group organization, they're called GEMS, and they actually, you know, they have deep roots in sex trafficking and bringing information about sex trafficking to life, and helping girls get out of, you know, or escape from sex trafficking. And I was just on their IG, and there's an episode on American Crime. I just was trying to figure out what channel, because it doesn't say what channel on the post. But tonight, there's an episode called American Crimes that's coming on at 10 o'clock. That is actually, the first show that talks about just trafficking specifically. So I'm actually going to try and find out. I just, you know, went on their page and just asked what channel. But I'll probably search for it on my, you know, Optimum to try and figure out what it's on. But if you guys want to tune in and watch that, I'm going to try and check it out as well.
One of the things I think also that we need to you know, make clear is that these sex trafficking rings, you know, it's not like, you know, it's very similar to what we know about rape victims, right? Rape happens quite often by people who know the rape victims, right? Same thing with sex trafficking. So when you start hearing these stories, you know, parents telling stories about children who got caught up, a lot of these stories are, I let my child go away with her friend and her friend's parents. And, you know, the child, there's one story about the child starting on the East Coast, ending up, you know, they're supposed to be going somewhere, you know, on the East Coast. Next thing you know, his child is in California, and there was just something about the way she was responding. This is the father who tells the story. She was responding to him that made him feel like something was wrong. So through the use of technology, he was able to, you know, he was able to pinpoint where she was through her phone. And sure enough, she was caught up in a sex ring. And this was a friend that she had for more than 2 years. She had been to the parents, you know, she knew the parents. She had slept over at the friend's house. Friend had slept over at her house. But they were sex traffickers. And they use their children to lure other teenagers.
That's crazy. Whew. All right.
So don't think it's always the boogeyman hiding in the alley. It could be someone right. you know.
No, that's right. Well, on that note, you know, well, you know, this obviously this conversation is to be continued. I, you know, this is a great discussion today. So, I wish you all a great and powerful week ahead. I'm going to get to the gym because I'm not paying any more fat tax. And we're out. So on that note, all my ladies say, out.
Out. Mm-hmm.